This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 579, The World Cup of Brainstorms.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll share a sample brainstorm for a common IELTS topic, the pros and cons of individual and team sports.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on? Any soccer on TV these days?
The World Cup is here. I have mixed feelings about the World Cup. Every time the World Cup is around, I am super excited. I'm like following all the teams and like making charts and figuring out how to watch everything. Even when I was living in Asia, I still figured out how to watch the World Cup, no matter where I've been. But this year, the United States isn't even in the World Cup.
Oh my gosh, we're losing it. We're losing it. We can't even make the team, make the competition. Now, how many? Are we talking about? So I'm kind of naive to this. Now, how many teams are in the World Cup? Are we talking about just one game or many games here?
Oh no, there's a lot of games. Yeah, it's a full on tournament. It lasts weeks. Okay. And I don't know how many teams make it. I'm gonna say around 20. Feel free to correct me, guys, if I'm wrong. I guess I could Google it, but I'm not gonna do that. I think it's around 20. Okay. And of course, like every year, you have, you know, Germany, Brazil. You have like the same. Right. Sort of teams you expect, but the United States has made it to the world every World Cup since we kind of started caring about soccer. So it's disappointing. I blame our coach, but that's another conversation.
All right. Well, I mean, does the World Cup, or does soccer, or does sports come up on IELTS? I mean, that's a really interesting question.
Totally. So sports come up a surprising amount on IELTS. So it could be anywhere on the speaking test, guys. So in speaking part one, you could be asked about your exercise habits. You could be asked about whether or not you enjoy watching sports on TV. Part two could be about a favorite team or an athlete you admire. Part three could be about the benefits of team sports or individual sports or international competitions. That comes up in writing task two as well. There's one question that's come up a few times, like, let's see, what is it? Do you think the international competitions benefit the bring world peace or something like that? It's kind of ridiculous, but yeah.
So this speaks to the importance of brainstorming, right? When it gets to these, for example, writing task two, right? When we get to these bigger questions, bigger essays, we actually have to take the time to brainstorm before we just go and write everything down in an essay.
Exactly. Brainstorming is key to getting high task scores and high coherent scores. I am in the midst of going through our Three Keys IELTS course, guys, and just sort of updating some things, making sure everything is as current as possible according to the exam as it stands now. And I am impressed with how we teach brainstorming, and I'm adding to it a little bit right now. But it's good, guys. I know that brainstorming is tough. And so that's why these episodes that Lindsay and I do, these sample brainstorms where we just throw out ideas, this is the process you have to go through before you write an essay. And like spontaneously at the moment when you're answering speaking part three questions.
Exactly. And we can't forget that the key before brainstorming successfully or to be able to do a good brainstorm is to have a lot of input, right? To always be, you know, in touch with the media and taking things in, to be, you know, information, having ideas bubbling up because we're reading, we're watching TV, we're listening to the radio.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, how can you talk about watching sports or anything about it unless you've taken it in at some point? And guys, mm-hmm. I get that maybe you're not a sports fan. That's fine. You know, your fans, yeah. your passions lie elsewhere, which is totally fine. But at mm-hmm. the same time, you have to realize this is an IELTS topic. So yeah. you do have to gain some experience about it.
Yeah, totally. Well, let's zoom in then here, Jessica. Let's see. So should we do like a sample brainstorm today to help out our listeners on this topic?
Yeah, totally. So okay. I thought we could talk about the benefits and drawbacks of individual compared to team sports. Because you and I have experience with both of these, right?
Yes. Yeah, I say I have more experience. Well, actually both. I played a lot of tennis growing up. I was in college tennis and high school tennis. And in a sense, it's both. Like, it's a team. I'd say it's more so an individual sport if you're playing singles. But then if you're a doubles player, that's certainly a team. And then you also have your team, like your tennis team.
Right, yeah.
But definitely in tennis, you spend a lot of time, if you play singles, by yourself. It's a very individual sport in so many ways.
Yeah, totally. And golf, I think, is very individual. I don't really like golf, though.
I think
it's kind of boring. But I did run track when I was growing up running. And in high school. So track, long distance, short distance. I did hurdles, you know, all that stuff. That's all individual, you know, competitions. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right. So let's talk about the individual ones first. Let's talk about the benefits. What are the benefits of participating as an individual athlete?
I would say the idea of self-reliance.
Yeah.
Self-reliance, because you know that you're the only one who's going to get it done. So it's not, there's no room for like loafing kind of, you know what I mean? There's no room for like, oh, my teammates will get this done for me. No, it has to be you. If you're going to win it, you're going to win it. So you pick yourself up if you're, you know, headed downhill or something.
Yeah, I think that would be the main benefit, I would say, as well, is the mental aspect of it. I think there's a lot more mental strength required and confidence and focus and drive, because that's true. You're only depending on yourself. Win or fail, it's up to you.
Yeah, so I think it teaches the sense of self-reliance and like personal responsibility, if you want to branch that out beyond sports. Right.
Exactly. Well, I think most of the benefits and drawbacks to my mind are the what it does to you mentally and physically that you can use outside the sport. Right.
Yes.
Not just like, I don't just play soccer to be, I don't think soccer is good just to be good at soccer. I think it's important to learn these skills that you can use in real life too. Right.
So, guys, yeah, exactly. And so for our listeners, guys, as you're listening today, this is what you would be doing on your own, you know, if according to our framework, before you're writing your essay, right? You'd be sitting down and taking notes, like as we are doing verbally here, right? Just so our listeners know where this fits in. Yeah.
Yeah. And notice that we're using our own experience as support, right? What we have learned from sports and what we know that we experience. So that's where we're drawing these ideas from, at least so far.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
Would there be any drawbacks to individual sports?
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably on the same coin, the other side of the same coin would be kind of a sense of loneliness or isolation, because you are by yourself. Yeah.
Totally. And and when you fail, it could sort of mentally break you, you know, if it's a high stakes competition.
Yeah.
So if you're watching the Olympics, right, and this person is supposed to get the gold medal and she doesn't, and that could affect this person's mentality or mood or feeling about life as a whole after that competition. So I think, yes, the self-reliance is the biggest advantage. It teaches you that independence, that strength, that willpower and determination. Yep. But exactly, there's a darker side to that same benefit, which is it's all on you. If you fail, there's nobody to like comfort you, really. Like, that's you.
Yeah, no, totally. And for our listeners, guys, keep in mind that these are just our ideas, right? We're brainstorming from our experience. Like you said, Jessica, if you guys have had different ideas, different experiences in individual or team sports, then write those down. And as long as you're using, you know, you're backing up your ideas with details and stories and that kind of thing, right, Jessica, it could be great as well. So these are not the right answers. It's just the brainstorming process. Yeah.
Exactly, guys. I mean, we talk about that in Three Keys, right? There's a lot of step-by-step process and discussion about brainstorming. And there are no bad ideas. As long as it's connected to the topic, it's fine. There's no wrong ideas. Okay, let's move on to team sports now. Of course, this is my deal. I'm more a fan of the team sports. I could say that the benefits of team sports, these are the reasons why that I want James to play soccer or whatever team sport he chooses. Mm-hmm. But right now it's soccer, because he's learning how to cooperate with other people who have different skill sets than himself. Like, I saw him go through different practices with his teammates and realize that, you know, everybody has their strengths and weaknesses. So how can we use our teammates' strengths? And so we would have amazing conversations about, not so much, well, this person isn't fast or can't, like, it's not about what people can't do, but what they can do. And I like moving the focus of conversations to that. And I think team sports, sure, you do improve your weaknesses, but it is finding your strength. Like, if you're naturally a better defender or naturally a better forward or striker, then you're going to focus on that strength.
Yeah, I was shocked to find out how many people are actually teamed on a football team, because they all special. Oh, there's like, I think when we went to the Harvard game this fall, we learned that, didn't we?
Yeah.
With our students in the Boston Adventure, we realized that there are like 100 guys on the field because
it's
all specialize. They have one specific position and they are the only ones who can do that, right?
Yeah.
And then they have a backup for that. But you specialize. You learn how to embrace what you do well and find your place.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that bugs me about American football, because nobody plays offense and defense. Everybody has like one thing that they do, and that annoys me kind of. But I think other team sports where you do switch back to offense and defense, I think that's another mental benefit of just sports as a whole. Not just team sports, but having that flexibility of, like, not just mentality but physicality, right? Being able to position yourself in different ways.
Totally.
Working as a team, cooperation, I think we could think of a lot of examples of that. But would there be any drawbacks to team sports? Maybe just being able to blame other people instead of yourself?
Yeah, I would say that blame, right? So, like, deflecting the blame. And then the other thing I thought of was, like, this concept of groupthink or, like, peer pressure, where, like, you as a team make a decision, but only because everyone is like agreeing with each other, but it's actually potentially the wrong decision, right? So you kind of move together as group think. Yeah, I love that concept.
I think I could think of examples of, you know, badly behaved football players from high school. And I think these guys are awesome now, probably, you know, they all have kids and jobs and doing great. But in high school, they were not great people sometimes. Yeah. And I don't think it's because they themselves weren't great. It was the peer pressure of, like, no, you're a football player, right? You're on the team.
Right.
This is what we do. And that group think is dangerous sometimes.
Totally. Absolutely. So clearly that it would be a downside of team sports. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, especially off the field, right? Especially exactly. off the field. Because on the field, you're likely to have a coach who's guiding the decisions. But when it comes to like, yeah, the football guys have a party and maybe they live together exactly. in a house or something like that, not making the best decisions as a group.
Right. Together. Yeah. And that's fine, yeah. guys. Even if the drawback we're thinking of isn't necessarily on the field during the game, it's still a drawback. It still is directly connected to that topic of what is the what's a con, what's a negative of being on a team, on an athletic team. So it still is connected to the topic. Because that yeah. would be hard to think of otherwise if you didn't like take it off the field.
No, totally, totally. So we've just spent a good solid 10 minutes brainstorming here. Jessica, in a typical writing task too, how much time would our listeners have to do this brainstorming process? How much time would they spend?
So you should spend 5 minutes, guys, brainstorming for writing task two. But remember, you don't have to come up with 1,000 ideas like Lindsay mm-hmm. and I did. I mean, mm-hmm. we came up with enough ideas for 5 essays. You guys mm-hmm. only have to come up with ideas for 1. So just Perfect. Go with the first idea you think of and then jot down specific details and examples connected to that, just enough for a paragraph, right?
Yes.
One reason, support that, and then do the other side, one reason, support that. It's the task two essay is very short, guys. You don't have to write down a whole bunch of ideas.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So guys, today we've shown you a bit of the process of brainstorming, but it's just one piece of the complete system that we show you in Three Keys IELTS. So to really get your 7 or higher, increase your score, you do need that system, the complete yes. step-by-step system. Jessica, where can they go to sign up and get in?
So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And like I said, the brainstorming lessons are really good, guys. These mm-hmm. skills of how to brainstorm, because this is the key. You have to do this well before you can write a high scoring essay. So it's all there.
I love it.
allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Awesome. And guys, if you enjoyed today's episode, leave us a review in iTunes and ask your question inside iTunes. Right, Jessica? Last week, yes. we read someone's question from their review. It was a great question. That is a good place to get our attention.
Yeah, totally, guys. We definitely read those. And we can build a whole episode around your question. Read your name out on the show. So definitely, yeah, ask us questions in the iTunes reviews, guys. We do look at those.
Awesome. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out. It's been an interesting topic for sure.
Very interesting. All right. Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.